Sie hören SBS German.
Covid und Geld, das ist auch so eine Sache. Viele Australier verloren in der Pandemie ihren Job und erhielten zwar JobKeeper, aber oft hat das nicht ausgereicht. Das Resultat sind Schulden.
We've got a situation where now sort of almost a year on, people have got bigger debts than they had 12 months ago because they haven't made any payments on their loans and credit cards and mortgages in many cases, and the banks have continued to add on interest, so therefore they actually now owe more today than they did 12 months ago, which is quite a concern.
Sagt Sarah Brown-Shaw. Sie berät Australier, die wegen Corona in finanzielle Schieflage geraten sind. Sarah arbeitet für die National Debt Helpline, ein kostenloser Beratungsdienst der Regierung. Der aus Südamerika stammende Sydney Damaria ist Ökonom und Mitglied der Economic Society of Australia and Uruguay. Er rät:
Number one, you have to know exactly how much you own and to whom you own it. And all this seems obvious. Many times people just lose track of how much they are actually owing, and then ideally have not only your budget but also a bill payment calendar that you front load after you get your paycheck. So that means you get your paycheck and the next 3-4 days are aimed at trying to pay off a bit of that debt.
Da Maria rät, zuerst die Schuld mit dem höchsten Zinssatz zu tilgen, das ist üblicherweise die Kreditkarte.
If you have multiple debt, it is ideal to start paying off those that are tied to assets and those that have higher interest rates because of the effect of compound interest. Understand that interest compounds and never goes away. So if you owe 10 and on something and the interest rate is 10%, you loan 11 tomorrow and then 12.2 and then instead of 13, 13.7 and so on and so forth.
Wichtig sei auch, die Kommunikation mit der Person oder Institution offen zu halten, der man Geld schuldet, sagt Linda Edward von Financial Counseling Australia.
It's really important to keep the communication channels open with your financial institution to be able to have a, get them to understand where you're sitting in terms of your financial position, and they may be able to assist to alleviate that debt.
Dazu gehöre auch, dass man ehrlich und transparent sei.
The very first thing that I would say to someone if talking to their banks is to always use the word, I am in financial hardship. Then obviously there'd be a different type of conversation around what you have capacity to pay.
Doch was, wenn alle Stricke reißen und der Schuldenberg einfach nicht kleiner wird? Sydney Damaria hat einen heißen Tipp.
So say you have 7 credit cards and all of them are overdue for months. So a debt consolidation product will grab all those 7 debts, put them all together in one big one and give you a loan to pay that off. So then instead of having to pay 7 different debts, you just have to pay one. The benefit of this is the interest rate that will command is usually lower than the average of all the other 7.
Doch Achtung, wer alle Schulden zusammenlegt, um von einem günstigeren Zinssatz zu profitieren, muss auf der Hut sein.
There's a lot of misinformation and confusion about those products. And would really encourage anyone who's thinking about debt consolidation, please speak to a free financial counselor first, because then that may actually not be your best option.
Brown fällt auf, dass viele Leute finanzielle Probleme haben, weil der Kreditgeber seine Hausaufgabe nicht gemacht hat und die sogenannte Responsible Lending Obligation nicht eingehalten hat.
Our organization also has a legal aspect and policy aspect as well. And the responsible lending is a big one where people historically have been given, you know, multiple credit cards where they really couldn't afford. In some cases, they were even on Centrelink when they obtained them. In many cases, we're supporting people to lodge complaints with AFCA, which is the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, which is like the banking ombudsman.
Noch einmal, wo soll man beginnen, wenn man ein finanzielles Problem hat wegen Covid und professionelle kostenlose Hilfe braucht? Übrigens nicht nur in Englisch, sondern in zahlreichen anderen Sprachen, einschließlich Deutsch. Linda Edwards sagt es uns deutsch und deutlich.
Ring the National Debt Helpline, and that's 1-800-007-007. And if there is a need for them to see a financial counsellor face-to-face, the financial counsellors on that hotline will be able to refer them to the appropriate services that are nearby.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.